Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 20th, 1950, the Christchurch Vestry took two progressive decisions that would improve the social and economic conditions of the working people in the parish. The first was a decision to vote £250 to employ persons to carry out a survey of the housing stock in the parish. Anticipating housing loss from hurricanes, the matter was brought before the vestry by J.S. Dash, the chairman of the Hurricane Relief Committee, who called for the survey to be done at the earliest opportunity. The survey, which would include the nature, size, general measure, and condition of the houses, according to the advocate, would provide a damage assessment officer with a reasonable basis for valuing any loss sustained by a hurricane. Pointing to the evidence of the 1898 hurricane, the chairman of the vestry noted that in 1898, in the absence of a housing survey, people got money for blown away houses which they never had, while others claimed more damages than they were really entitled to. In addition to the housing survey, the vestry heard a proposal from Fred Goddard, Member of Parliament for Christchurch, regarding the use of 2.5 acres of land at Sargent's Village for a playing field. The motion was carried unanimously, and the vestry appointed a committee to provide estimates for the preparation of the site. Other sites were discussed for the use of playing fields, particularly the Dover site. However, Mr. Goddard cautioned that the Dover site was a cholera ground and there was a law prohibiting the use of such spaces. The agreement by the Christchurch Vestry on this day in 1950 to provide funding for a housing survey and to establish a playing field were two progressive measures aimed at the social and economic development within the parish.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.